2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Little ears warning now, because we are going to talk STIs. And with me now is sexual health specialist at St. James's Hospital and founder of Himeris Health STI Clinic, Dr. Aisling Loy. Dr. Aisling, you are so welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Laura.
Aisling, what are some of the headline figures on STIs that listeners need to be aware of?
Okay, well, I suppose since I've been talking to you last a year ago, we have turned the corner a little bit, okay, which is great news. We're starting to see the fruits of our labour with regards to the rollout of the free STI testing kits that are now accessible around the country.
Yes.
And this year and last year, we've started to see a downward trend in chlamydia and gonorrhea. So that's fantastic news. Now, it's still super high. And if we're looking at it compared to, say, 2019, still in young women, we're up over 200% increases in, okay, in these infections. But it's 17% down so far this year. It was 12% down last year. So that was fantastic, because 2023 was our big year of worry because we were seeing this huge climb and thought, is there going to be an inflection? And now we do see the inflection. We're seeing a downward trend, and we hope that trend continues.
Yeah, thank God. I mean, 200% is such a jump.
Yeah.
Is 2025 trending worse than recent years?
No, so it is in some infections. So we see, for instance, herpes, which is up this year so far, and it was up again last year. So this year, I think it's up around 15 to 17% so far. And that is a worry, because something like herpes is really devastating for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I urge people, if they've been diagnosed, to come and engage with specialists in the area, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of rubbish on the internet, that can really, really frighten people when they get diagnosed with something like genital herpes, because it is a lifelong infection, and we're seeing an increase in that. Whilst we're trending downwards in the main headline ones, there are certain things that are creeping up.
And that is very important as well to say, because we spoke about this in depth last year, but that was a whole year ago. Googling your symptoms can only increase the worry, and you're actually not going to get the right medication that you need. You're not going to get the right treatments. You need to talk to a healthcare professional like yourself.
Yeah. And often when I see people, I totally get it. There's huge stigma. There's such embarrassment and shame in talking about anything to do with your sexual health in general. But we fully understand that, and we're doing that day in, day out.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people have come in to us, it's not without often days and days, if not weeks and months, of sitting at home at night on their phone, scrolling through Google, reading Reddits, reading posts, they get themselves into such a tizzy. They're not sleeping, they're not eating. And by the time they come in to talk to me, they're an absolute mess. And I know there's people listening that will resonate with them. They're like, oh my God, I'm that person.
Yeah.
And 99% of the time they go away totally relieved, realizing that much of what they believed was totally untrue. And just because Google says it does not mean it's true.
Yeah, and sorry, that is incredibly important. Don't use Dr. Google.
Yeah, no.
Go to an actual doctor. One of the STIs that people can unfortunately live without even knowing is chlamydia. What direction is the trend there?
The trend with chlamydia is thankfully downwards. It's still, so far this year we've diagnosed 2,500 cases. At this time last year it was 3,000.
Okay.
So it's still high. And most of those people are actually asymptomatic, especially the young women. So we worry about that one, because the consequences of that are very significant in terms of developing pelvic inflammatory disease, developing tubal ovarian abscesses, chronic pelvic pain, and importantly, fertility issues down the line. So when you're 21, you mightn't worry about, you're more often trying to stop getting pregnant.
100%.
But then, you could end up at 31 going, oh my goodness, I'm really trying and I don't understand why I'm not conceiving. And you find out it's because there's adhesions, because of silent chlamydia infection has been there. So it's really important, even if you have no symptoms, to keep testing.
Yeah, keep testing if you're sexually active. I think
Absolutely.
That is one of the most important things that we all need to be speaking about all of the time amongst our peers, amongst our friends, and I suppose even to your kids and stuff if they are sexually active. of as they're getting older. It's like, well, just be careful and test yourself. One of the things that we spoke about again last year, you mentioned it at the very beginning of this interview, was the thousands of test yourself STI kits that have been sent around the country for the last couple of years now. Have we seen the result of that?
Yeah, and I think that is part of what we're seeing now, the reason for the downward trend. It's also putting it out there means people are more educated. Mm-hmm. You know, shows like this coming on and talking about it awakens people to this is something that I could have silently, because every day I still hear people going, but I didn't have symptoms, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So yes, these test kits are available. They're free. There's free follow-up. You do it at home. It's discreetly packaged. It arrives to your house. You test, you send it back, you get your results to your phone. And then if there's anything there, you get referral into a clinic if needed, or you can be treated with a prescription sent to your local pharmacy. So it's all very local and accessible. And that's really important public health measure, and yeah, something that the National Sexual Health Strategy has rolled out, and it's fantastic for the country.
I mean, it's convenience, and that's what everybody is after all the time, and being discreet too if it is something that you feel that you are a bit embarrassed about, which you shouldn't be. What about if you do one of these STI kits and it comes back negative, that there's something that nothing is wrong on paper, but you still feel like something is going on with you? Like, what should you do then?
Yeah, so these kits primarily are made for people who have no symptoms. So they're that peace of mind. I've been sexually active. I've taken some risks. I haven't used condoms. Mm-hmm. I just want to check if I have something.
Yeah.
They're really not geared for, though it's okay to use them, for the people who have symptoms, because it picks up the big five. So it's for HIV, hepatitis B, syphilis, chlamydia and gonorrhea. There are many other infections out there that it doesn't test for. Mm-hmm. So in those instances where you've tested and you still have symptoms, you should see your GP or get referred to your local genitourinary medicine clinic to get follow up, because it could be other things. There's Trichomonas vaginalis, Mycoplasma genitalium, herpes simplex virus. There's so many other infections. We see genital dermatoses, genital warts, molluscum contagiosum. So there's many things that we look after, mm-hmm, that are not in that home test kit. And we're there for that service.
Okay, fantastic. I know we mentioned chlamydia already, but I just want to bring it back to it, because I know it's on the down, mm-hmm, but it is still so important to get yourself treated for that. There are online prescriptions too. Like, how has that helped?
So when we're talking about online prescriptions, what I would like to focus on is the ones that are done by a healthcare provider.
Okay.
So someone who has seen your results, seen that you've got chlamydia, phoned you up, spoken to you and sent the treatment to your local pharmacy. I wouldn't encourage people to go. I know there's sites that will just sell you,
yeah,
the drugs. We don't encourage that at all, because self-diagnosing and self-prescribing is really dangerous, mm, and you might be treating the wrong thing, or you might be half treating something. You might be causing resistance, and then that antibiotic mightn't work for the underlying infection that you have. So always make sure when you're taking medication that it's done by a proper healthcare provider, because it causes issues for your health if you don't do this properly.
And also it probably means that you'll get the problem sorted much quicker than you thought initially.
Yeah, because you'll see, and then people are embarrassed saying, I bought this online or I bought that online. But that's okay. You be forthcoming, because then it helps us tailor the treatment to suit you. So tell us what you've done.
And again, the whole way through this, I think we just have to remind everybody, don't be embarrassed about it. Like, you guys have heard it all. You've seen it all.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Yeah. Everything. You know, most people come in and they start with that whole, and often I'm like, look, your story is boring. It's not very exciting. I'm used to hearing much more exciting stories than this. This is going to be not memorable for me.
All we want to do is get you back on track.
I know you can tell me anything and I'll probably have heard something more shocking.
Aisling, this might seem incredibly simple, but how much can just using a condom help in these situations?
It helps a lot. It'll prevent most infections. Mm-hmm. It won't necessarily prevent all, but if used properly, if you use a proper CE marked brand and you put it on right and you use it in the right time in the right manner and take it off properly, it will prevent nearly all the big infections.
Okay.
Certainly, you know, your HIV and your chlamydia and your gonorrhea, it's going to be really effective against those. Unfortunately, things like syphilis, hepatitis, herpes, genital warts, all of those things, it's a lot of skin to skin contact.
Okay.
And nowadays we see a lot of people, you know, remove their hair in the area, so there's much more skin on skin. So we're seeing a lot more of those genital dermatoses and infections that are spread in that way. So it's important to remember it doesn't protect against everything, but it is the best thing you can do to protect your sexual health. That being empowered to know, you know, to be knowledgeable about it, knowing how to get tested, and knowing where to get tested is really important as well.
Yeah, and just again to reiterate, not to be embarrassed about any of this, because everybody's doing it.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. It's just as simple as that.
It's why we're here on this planet. Exactly. It's how we all got here.
Why do you think that people are being so complacent about their own sexual health?
I think it's a lack of education. I think, you know, people don't understand until it's landed on their doorstep. Because when I see people who come in to me who are either diagnosed or have symptoms or think they have something, they suddenly are alert to sexual health and infections, and they think, oh my goodness, why me? I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, I've only slept with X number of people and I've generally used condoms all the time. So there's just this lack of education and awareness. I think, you know, there is definitely, I see just on the coalface speaking to people, an increase in use in drugs like cocaine. Alcohol, I think, is decreasing slightly. But there's definitely that disinhibition where people are making choices that they wouldn't make in their full mental capacity.
Yeah.
And I think there's still is that hookup culture. I think it's easier now to meet people for casual sex because of apps.
Yeah,
that it's sort of a thing, and there's very much a, you know, have a one night stand and move on, swipe right or swipe. I don't look, swiping was before my time. I'm not sure what way people swipe, but you know, they're doing something,
they're swiping
to move on to the next person. It's very easy to sort of discard that person and move on, and it's sort of all very fast sex, like fast fashion. It's sort of, you know, use and move, and that is just something that leaves people open to more infections.
Yeah, so like apps and social trends have kind of played a huge part in this in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
What proportion of, you know, people who are contracting STIs in recent years are young straight people, and why?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke about the young girls, and they're the ones that we worry about most, I guess, because the impact on their fertility. So it does affect the under 25 group. It affects both gay and straight, and bi and all sorts of sexualities. But I think definitely for the MSM group, traditionally they're very engaged in sexual health care, especially with the rollout of the PrEP, the HIV prevention drugs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information out there for young gay men, especially to be engaged in care. Now, still, there's a lot of work to be done there. But I think sometimes the young women are a bit left behind, and young men, but it's the women we worry about more, because you've got the risk of fertility and then antenatal infections. So if something's not picked up and diagnosed in young women when they're not pregnant, often they'll go to get their booking bloods, for instance, at 12 weeks when they're pregnant, and they'll suddenly find out that they have an infection potentially at that time. So it's just, it can have an impact on their baby. So, you know, that's the group that I think needs greatest awareness. And thankfully, actually, we see that in the rollout of the free SH24 testing, that there is a 60-40 split, that the tests are being done more by young women than young men. Now, it's important for both groups.
Yeah.
But yeah, it affects everyone across the board, but we're seeing that particular rise in young women.
And how can STIs change your life?
In so many ways, it can change your life. We don't want them to. We want them to be a quick sort of, okay, you got this, and we treat it. We really try to minimise, but there's a lot of anxiety around STIs. When you are diagnosed, it can impact your sense of self. It can impact your relationships.
Yeah.
It can impact trust. It can, especially things like genital herpes. I've seen the fallout of that for young women in particular, and young men, but young women in particular, is really great, and it causes a lot of distress and anxiety, and it's really important to come and chat to us about that, because we have strategies to minimise that. So yeah, look, it has the health consequences.
Yeah.
Most of them are short-lived. Some of them can have long-term impact. But there's so much more than that. There's a lot of psychology around sexual health and a lot of impact on relationships.
What is the name of that website again that people can get the STI home testing kits for themselves?
So sh24.ie is the testing kits, and sexualwellbeing.ie is the HSE sexual health site that will give a lot of information on sexual services and prep, and you can order condoms all for free.
See, amazing. And I think what we have to remember at the core of all of this is, as we said, everybody's at it. We just have to have more conversations with their friends or peers like this right now. Just get tested and look after yourself.
Yeah, 100%. And this is a great opportunity to come in and raise awareness. So thank you.
Dr. Aisling Loy, thank you so much for coming in to us again. Dr. Loy is a sexual health specialist at St. James's Hospital and founder of Himerus Health STI Clinic. If you need more info, you can visit sexualwellbeing.ie. We'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.